KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear, 54 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, an Atlantic woman charged late last month with two counts of child endangerment causing bodily injury and 10 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug is scheduled to appear in court this afternoon for her preliminary hearing. 30-year-old Letha Slauson admitted to injecting her 5-year-old daughter Riley with a drug that can cause pain in the body and treating her with cannabis oil as part of a scheme to raise money for the girl's cancer treatments. But an investigation revealed the girl had no known cancer or other form of terminal illness. Letha Slauson's hearing is set to take place at 2 o'clock in Cass County District Court. Her bond was reduced last Thursday to $5,000. It had originally been set at $30,000. Police in Red Oak report 51-year-old Fred Carl Flick of Red Oak was arrested early this morning for allegedly supplying alcohol to a minor. Flick was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. His bond was set at $1,000. And an 18-year-old from Red Oak was cited late last night for being a minor in possession of alcohol. Jasmine Ladbury George was cited at around 11:30 p.m. and released on a $330 citation. Red Oak police also report the arrest Monday night of 18-year-old Zachary Aaron Thomas of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Thomas was held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. And a little after 9 p.m. Monday, Red Oak police arrested 25-year-old Patrick James Covey of Red Oak on a charge of OWI first offense. Covey was also cited for careless driving. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held a $1,000 cash bond. Two women responsible for the care of a woman with a seizure disorder who was immobile and unable to speak have been charged with dependent adult abuse. The Omaha World Herald reports 51-year-old Lisa K. Moody died November 16th of 2013 from pneumonia. Fremont County Attorney James Berger said Moody had serious bed sores that reflected inadequate care. Berger said he's charged 72-year-old Joanne Clark, a home care provider, and 54-year-old Tamara O'Neill, a nurse advising Clark on Moody's care. Clark's trial is scheduled for late this month, and O'Neill's is in October. Both have said they're not guilty. Clark's attorney, Corey Becker from Sydney, says his client cared very much for Moody after caring for her for years, and she will be exonerated. O'Neill's attorney has declined to comment. The valve on a water line came open over the weekend at the Red Oak Middle School, flooding the second floor of the building and forcing the school to be closed today while crews clean up the mess. The Omaha World Herald reports the water damaged sheetrock ceilings and the school's security system. School officials say there is no evidence of vandalism. Superintendent Terry Schmidt attributed the incident to the age of the structure and its systems. The middle school is a three-story renovated high school building that's more than 100 years old. About 300 students in grades 6 through 8 attend the school. After working Sunday and Monday, crews had the school about 80% dried out, but workers needed to make sure everything was dry to guard against mold buildup. Computers in the building and the school's electrical system were not damaged. Residents of a neighborhood in Missouri Valley were evacuated Monday after water from the overflowing Boyer River broke through a levee. About 70 residents in the southeast corner of the city were asked to leave their homes after the levee breach occurred at around 7 a.m. Monday, about 2 miles east of Missouri Valley near U.S. Highway 30. Residents on four streets were evacuated. Mayor Clint Sargent said a shelter was set up in the city of 2700, but as of late Monday afternoon, no one had made use of it, with most people choosing instead to stay with relatives or friends. Sargent says it's unclear how long the evacuation will be needed, but the river was receding. In our funeral announcements, E. Wallace Wally Dick, age 89 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Wally Dick will be today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Laverne Joy DeWitt, age 84 of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Funeral services for Laverne DeWitt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ariel LaBelle Jensen, age 97, of Sun City, Arizona, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Ariel Jensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dorothy Forsman, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Forsman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Opal Lenore Bishop, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Opal Bishop will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Sandy Raby, age 44, of Primgar, died Saturday. Memorial services for Sandy Raby will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Primgar. The Andringa Funeral Home of Sheldon is in charge of arrangements. And Richard E. McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place. Services for Richard McCauley will be held at a later date at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.